to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Another edition of the Discount Gold and Silver Trading / American Exposé Hour. It's June 28th, 2005 at 7 p.m. Central Time. I do this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday Central Time for Melody Cederstrom. Welcome to the broadcast, Melody.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for doing the shows. You do a great job. I hear it a lot, and, you know, sometimes we just get a little discouraged at some of the things that happen around us. We're discouraged by the continued lies that we receive from the administration, but you know, there's a lot of people, you yourself, that just keep plugging along and keep trying to expose what is happening and why it's happening, and we thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And with that, one of the lies that we receive from the administration, or one of the things that the administration loves to do, is the manipulation of gold. They like to suppress gold only because as gold rises, it makes people question the information that is released. And so today they had to hit gold with all the information that's going on, all the announcements coming out of the White House. Gold was down $3.80 today at $436.40. Silver was down 14 cents at $7.09. Platinum was down $5 at $8.96. And palladium was down $3 at $1.98. Crude oil also fell today. It was down $2.29, closing out at $58.25. And when you have a down day in those commodities, you will see an up day on Wall Street. And the Dow was up 114 points, closing out at 10,405. The NASDAQ was up 24 at 2069. The S&P was up 10 at 1201. But you know what, Chris? It is amazing the amount of funds that is readily available to the administration and for the manipulation of the markets. And they really can't do anything with it. It's been trading basically sideways for how many years? So with that, but yet we see what gold has done in the past several years, and it is up 60-70%. So again, a lot of people out there are not buying the lies that are coming from the administration. Big money is going into gold, and because they know what's going on. They know these deficits how they're lied about, these reports, the economy reports, the unemployment, the inflation reports. They know, I mean, they know they're not real. People know they're not real. You can go out and buy anything, and now that alone tells you they're not real.
Interesting thought.
But
as foreigners buy up this country.
Yes. Buy up this country, they're taking everything from us. And it's sort of like, the rest of the world is trying to put America in its place, or the administration in its place. And they're certainly being very effective about it. And we had consumer confidence hits three-year highs. And it's just incredible, though, how these reports, Chris, I mean, 1 week they read one thing, and it's amazing how everything is fixed in just a matter of a day or two. But we know the truth. It isn't fixed. It's just it's like an ad campaign. They release all the high-power people in the administration to come out and basically do the dog and pony show and convince the American people that everything is fine, and we know that it is not. So even though with the corrections we still have a great optimism for what gold will do for the rest of this year and the next coming months, I think we're going to see it become very quiet over the 4th. We have holidays, and people will be taking this week and next week off. And I think after that, you know, anything can happen. So nothing has changed. Everything is the same. People are losing their jobs. We're losing our standard of living. And it's all associated with what you talk about with Agenda 21. And I've got some great prices here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And 1-800-375-4188. If you're looking for MS62, $20 Saints, I have 12 different dates. I have some, naturally the 1908 No Motto. I have a 10, I have a 14S, I have a 15S, I believe I have a 10D, and then I have the 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, a bunch of mixed dates, 12 different dates, 1-800-375-4188. And the price on those are $600, and that includes your shipping. If you don't want all 12, you can purchase 5. But because of the different dates and everything, particularly the ones in the teens, I'd like to keep those together and offer it to someone that would like to pick up all 5. And again, these are cash prices. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, but the prices I quoted are cash prices. 1-800-375-4188, a great price, beautiful coins, different dates, certified by NGC, PCGS, and I believe there's a couple of ICG in there, so it's a mixed selection of the grading firms. 1-800-375-4188. Back to you, Chris.
Wonderful, Melody.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Certainly been covering a lot of information about what's been happening regarding the Supreme Court decision to eminent domain, your property, local, anybody can do it now. It's got to happen to implement the NAFTA corridors. It's not just the one mega highway going north and south on I-35 or paralleling I-35. It's 42 international corridors, and at the 3 o'clock broadcast, I covered the first 20 of these corridors, and it's a sad commentary to have at this point in time, the way things are being maneuvered, and people need to get active in waking others up. It's just a bottom-line situation. It's a sad commentary to have, as I keep repeating over and over again, that our sons and daughters are off to the Middle East for another messy war, another bloody mess, another sick, sick scenario, as was Vietnam, as was Korea, as was the Second World War, as was the First World War, all Federal Reserve creations, international banking cartel creations. That's what we live with today, international banking cartel creations. To bring us into a global dictatorship. Is it always going to be the United Nations that's going to be in charge? Who knows at this stage? I've seen many opinions from different various people stating what's going to be the ultimate end goal. Well, the U.N. system is right here in America now. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund, part of the United Nations, the main part of the United Nations. He receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. It's right on the website now. In the meantime, new additions to the website. At the very, very, very top, communism a conspiracy, people. It's very important to connect findings and declarations of fact. It's right on the website. Do not waste time in thinking this is all going to go away. Congress finds and declares the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. This is Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter Roman Numeral 4, Section 841. It constitutes an authoritarian dictatorship within a republic, demanding for itself the rights and privileges accorded to political parties, but denying to all others the liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. And keep in mind, we really don't know what it's like to have lived under our Constitution at this point in time. Unlike political parties which evolve their policies and programs through public means, by the reconciliation of a wide variety of individual views and submit those policies and programs to the electorate at large for approval or disapproval, the policies and programs of the Communist Party are secretly prescribed for it by the foreign leaders of the World Communist Movement. Its members have no part in determining its goals and are not permitted to voice dissent to party objectives. Unlike members of political parties, members of the Communist Party are recruited for indoctrination with respect to its objectives and methods. I'm sorry, I had a preconceived problem here. Unlike members of political parties, members of the Communist Party are recruited for indoctrination with respect to its objectives and methods, and are organized, instructed, and disciplined to carry into action slavishly the establishments or the assignments given them by their heretical chieftains. And you can read the rest. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of America being so stupid and dumbed down. It's on the front page of the American Exposé at the top. Communism is a conspiracy. Is communism dead? You can meet the Communist Party USA on the front of the website, AmericanExpose.com. You can read all about it. Meet the challenge, join the Communist Party USA, Reflections on Socialism, draft program of the Communist Party USA, leading up to July 2005 convention of the CPUSA. Our whole organization, along with allies, will discuss the draft program. It formulates the basic strategy that guides our work for this historic period of time. The great challenge to find the road towards Socialism USA in a time of, quote, a government dominated by the most vicious elements of its political objectives. That's the bottom line. More 28th National Convention, CPUSA, July 2005. You can see it for yourself. It's right here at the top of the website. Communism is not dead, far from it. And then you link to community communism equals communitarianism, and it takes you right to Nikki Rapana's website, the Anti-Communitarian League. Much research has been done there, listeners. You learn about communitarianism there, at the website, the Anti-Communitarian League. The ACL firmly, that's the Anti-Communitarian League, firmly and with complete bias opposes the U.S. transition to the communitarian system. Political, social, religious, economic, scientific, and environmental communitarianism is evolved fascism. Communitarians lie and con, regardless of how it's been repackaged as a moral, community-spirited solution based upon enlightened values. It remains a liar's agenda, as all fascist dictators know. Phony arguments lead to totalitarian police state solutions. And that the Anti-Communitarian League is there for you to learn more. And here you see U.S. war with Iran has already begun by Scott Ritter, June 23rd. It's a progressive direction that's manipulating itself over and over again in other parts of the world. It's a sad commentary, people. Notice the general contractors, engineers, and architects working on government and grant-funded municipal redevelopment projects. You just hit the big bingo. Find your targeted community on developmentalliance.com. Fabulous information on the Anti-Communitarian League listeners. It's absolutely incredible the way things are being maneuvered for us today, and most don't have a clue. It's just amazing. The taking of property by eminent domain had to be a done deal to implement the NAFTA corridors. I covered the first 20 corridors at 3 p.m. Central Time on First Amendment Radio on WBCQ 7.415. Now it is 7 p.m. Central Time on First Amendment Radio and WWCR 9.985. 21, NAFTA Corridor number 21, United States Route 219 Corridor, New York and Pennsylvania. Corridor number 22, the Alameda Transportation Corridor in California. NAFTA Corridor number 23, the Interstate Route 35 Corridor, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota. Number 24, the Dalton Highway, Alaska. NAFTA Corridor number 25, State Route 168 in Virginia. NAFTA Corridor number 26, the Canamex Corridor, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and Montana. NAFTA Corridor number 27, the Camino Real Corridor, Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Montana. NAFTA Corridor number 28, the Birmingham Northern Belt Line in Alabama. NAFTA Corridor number 29, the Coal Fields Expressway, West Virginia and Virginia. NAFTA Corridor number 30, Interstate Route 5, California, Oregon, and Washington. NAFTA Corridor number 31, the Mon Fayette Expressway and Southern Beltway, Pennsylvania and West Virginia. That was NAFTA Corridor 31. 32, the West Coast, the Wisconsin Development Corridor in Wisconsin. NAFTA Corridor number 33, the Capital Gateway Corridor, District of Columbia and Maryland. NAFTA Corridor number 34, the Alameda Corridor, East and Southwest Passage, California. NAFTA Corridor 35, Everett-Tacoma Fast Corridor. That's the Everett-Tacoma Fast Corridor in Washington State. NAFTA Corridor number 36, the New York and Pennsylvania State Route 17, I-86, New York and Pennsylvania. NAFTA Corridor number 37, the United States Route 90 in Louisiana. NAFTA Corridor number 38, the Ports to Plains Corridor, Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. NAFTA Corridor number 39, United States Route 63 in Arkansas. NAFTA Corridor number 40, the Greensboro Corridor, Virginia and North Carolina. Can you believe it? NAFTA Corridor number 41, the Falls to Falls Corridor, Minnesota and Wisconsin. NAFTA Corridor number 42, portions of corridors 5 and 10 of the Appalachian. NAFTA Corridor number NAFTA Corridor number 43, the United States Route 95 Corridor in Idaho. These are all planned for in 1999. The status of these various routes has not been finalized at all whatsoever. However, the intermodal and statewide programs are planned, are under implementation in the planning process. You have the National Highway System High Priority Corridors, which is on the website on page 2 of AmericanExpose.com. The National Highway System High Priority Corridors. The information was valid as of October 16, 1998. And some of these corridors were subject to subsequent adjustment where statutory description is general. And that makes sense. The high priority corridors, and this is very, very important because, listeners, it's going to affect all of us. They're transforming our transportation system, which is the best in the world as it stands. But immigration, migration under the UN system is flooding this country with foreigners, increasing the drivers on the roads and making them want to build mega highways, which are going to be public-private partnerships. This information was the valid date of September 9, 1998. The National Highway System High Priority Corridors description, amended by Public Law 102388, Section 351, amended by Public Law 104-59, Section 332, amended by Public Law 105-178, Section 1211, amended by Public Law 105-206, Section 9003, Section 1105, High Priority Corridors on National Highway System, is the title of Section 1105, High Priority Corridors on National Highway System. The identification of High Priority Corridors on National Highway System. The following are High Priority Corridors on the National Highway System. Did you get that? You understand this? High Priority Corridors. Toll roads, in other words, listeners. Toll roads. And certainly we go through all these once again and the descriptions of them. One, the north-south corridor from Kansas City, Missouri to Shreveport, Louisiana. Number two, Avenue of the Saints corridor from St. Louis, Missouri to St. Paul, Minnesota. Number three, the east-west Transamerica corridor commencing on the Atlantic coast in the Hampton Roads area along westward across Virginia to the vicinity of Lynchburg, Virginia, continuing west to serve Roanoke and then to a West Virginia corridor centered around Buckley to Welch as part of the Coalfields Expressway described in Section 10695, Roman numeral 5, then to Williamson, sharing a common corridor with the I-73-74 corridor, then to a Kentucky corridor centered on the cities of Pikeville, Jenkins, Hazard, London, Somerset, Columbia, Bowling Green, Hopkinsville, Benton, and Paducah, into Illinois, and into Missouri, and exiting western Missouri, and moving forward across southern Kansas. That was the description of NAFTA Corridor Number 3. Number 4, Hoosier Heartland Industrial Corridor from Lafayette, Indiana, to Toledo, Ohio. NAFTA Corridor Number 5, A, I-73-74 South-North Corridor from Charleston, South Carolina, through Western Salem, North Carolina to Portsmouth, Ohio, to Connecticut, Ohio to Termini at Detroit, Michigan, and Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. The Sault Ste. Marie terminus shall be reached via a corridor connecting Adrian, Jackson, Lansing, Mount Pleasant, and Grayling, Michigan. B, I, the Commonwealth of Virginia. The corridor shall generally follow, United States Route 220 from the Virginia North Carolina border of I-581 south of Roanoke. Number two, I-581 to I-81 in the vicinity of Roanoke. Number three, I-81 to the proposed highway to demonstrate intelligent transportation systems authorized by item 29 of the table in section 1107B in the vicinity of Christiansburg to United States Route 460 in the vicinity of Blacksburg and Roman numeral 4. United States Route 460 to the west, Virginia state line. This is incredible, people. Absolutely incredible. It just goes on and on and on. In the states of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, the corridor should generally follow United States Route 460 from the West Virginia state line to United States Route 52 to Bluefield, West Virginia, and number two, United States Route 52 to United States Route 23 at Portsmouth, Ohio. Why am I covering so much of this redundant information? It's not redundant, first of all. It's covering the entire United States of America. It's designed to tear us apart. It's under the United Nations system. It's going to be a public-private partnership. It's going to cost billions of dollars. We will have to pay tolls to drive. In the meantime, your homes will be taken by eminent domain, and where are you going to move to? You're going to be forced to move to sustainable communities. Just like England is being forced to move to sustainable communities right this very, very minute. Dennis the Menace, in his excellent research, has chronicled it on the website. It's absolutely insane the way things are going. I'm sorry that this is the way it is. I've been sorry all my life the way it is. But listeners, we're not paying attention. We've been dumbed down for a reason. And as I covered at the 3 o'clock broadcast, 10,000 homes to be demolished in the UK. John Prescott, Deputy Prime Minister, told the House of Commons that 10,000 homes would be demolished in a $2 billion program to create sustainable communities. This massive Pathfinder program has been adopted to transform the nation into sustainable communities, a major step toward compliance with Goal 7 of the UN's Millennium Development Goals and further implementation of the UN's Agenda 21. I covered this article in its entirety at the 3 p.m. broadcast on First Amendment Radio and WBCQ. The whole bottom line is the implementation process in 2005 of all this is well underway. And this is why I cover this information. Agenda 21 is well into implementation. And here is a housing master plan, expressions of interest. You can think outside the box to deliver innovative housing design solutions, or can you think outside the box to deliver innovative housing design solutions? Innovative and creative architectural design team required. It's all here on the website, AmericanExpose.com. It'll take a while for this damn document to load up. More about NAFTA Corridor Number 5. In the state of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, the corridor shall generally follow United States Route 460 from the west, Virginia state line to United States Route 52 to Bluefield, West Virginia, and the United States Route 52 to United States Route 23 in Portsmouth, Ohio. Oh, boy. How can this be, America? We've been asleep at the wheel. Thank you.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Continue the broadcast, or as I continue the broadcast, brought to you by Melody Cederstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Many of you have heard a recording I played by Joseph McCarthy. And from WorldNet Daily, dated February 8th on the year 2000, although Joseph McCarthy was one of the most demonized American politicians of the last century, new information, including half-century-old FBI recordings of Soviet embassy conversations, are showing that McCarthy was right in nearly all of his accusations. Quote, with Joe McCarthy, it was the losers who have written the history with which condemns him, end quote, said Dan Flynn, director of accuracy in academia's recent national conference on McCarthy, broadcast by C-SPAN. Using new information obtained from studies of old Soviet files in Moscow and now the famous Venona intercepts, FBI recordings of Soviet embassy communications between 1944 and 1948. The record is showing that McCarthy was essentially right. He had many weaknesses, according to this information, they say, but almost every case he charged has now been proven correct. Whether it was stealing atomic secrets or influencing the U.S. foreign policy, communist victories in the 1940s were fed by an incredibly vast spy and influence network, listeners. The conference, a gathering of old McCarthyites and younger scholars, commemorating the senator's first speech in Wheeling, West Virginia, 50 years ago, when he first held up a list of names of employees of the State Department, whom he said were major security risks. McCarthy questioned how, in 6 short years after America's winning of World War II, the communist world was triumphant and had expanded to include 800 million people. Of the list, a key one consisted of 108 names from a House Appropriations Committee report of persons declared security risks in the State Department, the Lee List. The House Committee Chairman had complained that State wasn't bothering to do anything about the suspects. Details of the list and its accusations were presented at the conference. This information, listeners, comes from Darren Weeks' website. Darren Weeks does the broadcast at 9 p.m. Central Time on Monday and Friday. If you have not heard Darren Weeks in the past, you better tune into him on satellite internet, 9 p.m. Monday and Friday, doing my broadcast, American Exposé. Speakers detailed many of the cover-ups used to smear McCarthy. Veteran journalist and teacher Stan Evans, director of National Journalism Center, told of the Tidings Committee, which had investigated McCarthy's charges of communists in government. Its report had exonerated everybody. Among the accused, it stated categorically that there was no evidence against Owen Lattimore, a man McCarthy said was a major figure in the communist conspiracy. Lattimore had been Roosevelt's key advisor on China policy, yet Evans showed evidence of 5,000 pages of FBI files on him, files released only a few years ago to the public, although the White House had access to them. However, evidence before the committee showed that Lattimore had supported Soviet policy at every turn, even declaring that Stalin purged trials in Russia. Sounds like democracy to me. With then Vice President Henry Wallace in Russia, Lattimore compared concentration camps to the Tennessee Valley Authority, and later urged Washington to abandon China to communism and to withdraw from Japan and Korea. FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover, who had fed information to McCarthy, broke with him afterwards, fearing McCarthy would prejudice FBI sources of information for its criminal possessions. Although most of McCarthy's cases involved actual spies and security risks, the really important issue was that of communist influence over American foreign policy. And that's the point, listeners. The State Department, and this is argued by Evans. Harry Hopkins, Roosevelt's closest advisor, who had lived in the White House, had regular contacts with Soviet intelligence. He helped bring about the disastrous Yalta and Potsdam agreements, the Morgenthau Plan to prevent German reconstruction and starve the Germans to make them desperate enough to go communist, was the product of Laughlin Curry and Harry Dexter White at the Treasury Department. The abandonment of Chiang Kai-shek by denying military support was the product of China Hands, led by John Stewart Service, John Peyton Davis, and Lattimore. Evans described other major spy networks in England, the Burgess MacLean Group, which infiltrated Washington as well as London. There's more to this. It's on Darren Week's website on the front page of AmericanExpose.com. In the meantime, listen to Joseph McCarthy in 1954.
Is not, cannot be, a war between America's two great political parties. As I've often said in the past, certainly the millions of loyal Americans have long voted the Democrat ticket. Love America just as much, they hate communism just as much as the average Republican. I'm not going to discuss politics tonight. I am going to discuss this war in which we've been engaged for 105 years. War declared by Karl Marx in 1848, redeclared and brought down to date by Lenin, again redeclared by Stalin, and again redeclared by the Kremlin within the last 5 or 6 weeks. Keep in mind also, my good friends, that as of tonight, we are not winning this war. Keep in mind that 106 years ago, when this war was declared, you could number the act of communists on the fingers of both your hands. 97 years later, in 1945, you couldn't number them on the fingers of both your hands. The number then was 180 million human souls. As of tonight, the 17th day of March, 1954, just 8 years later, the figure is not 180 million. As of tonight, the figure is 800 million people. 800 million people in communist slavery. My good friends, no brutalitarian force has ever achieved that success before in the history of this world. Christianity, in 2,000 years, has not done that success. Let's keep in mind, my good friends, this is something not far from you, people in this audience here tonight. Now, let's get down, if we may, to what we're doing about it today. As you know, some of us in Washington who have been sent down there, men like that grand old man of the Senate, great Democrat Pat McCarran, and like Bill Jenner and others, have been trying to slowly dig out, expose to the public view, those who would destroy this nation. Now you will see, you are seeing today, an all-out attempt to marshal the forces of the opposition, using not merely the communists or the fellow travelers, the deluded liberals, the eggheads, and some of my good friends in both the Democrat and Republican parties, who can become heroes overnight in the eyes of the left-wing press if they will join with the jackal pack. What you will find is the all-out attempt to try and curb the powers of the investigating committee. Change the rules, if you please. Make it tougher to investigate communists than it is to expose crooks and dishonest. When you hear this clamor, as you're hearing it today, ask yourself this question. Why should it be more difficult? Why should it be made more difficult? Why should the rules be different in exposing treason and exposing crooks? I would like to tonight, if you don't mind, I would like to give you the name of some of the individuals who have appeared before our one-man committee. And keep in mind, when you talk about a one-man committee, as far as my committee is concerned, we have never held a single hearing which was objected to by a single senator on the committee. I would like to just pick at random the names of 20, if I may. Let me tell you what happened to those 20. All of them, the time they appeared before our committee, time they were subpoenaed, and they were ordered to appear, they were either working for the government or they were working in defense plants which were handling secret and top secret work. All of them, after they appeared before the committee, were either fired or suspended. Let's run through the names. W. Powell, Robert Goodwin, Edward Rothschild, Nathaniel Mills, Henry Archdeacon, Donald Morrill, Whittelod Pierkarski, R. Levine, Alexander Gregory, Theodore Pappas, Victor Bowles, Irving Perez, that name I imagine is familiar, Sidney Friedlander, Robert Northrop, Arthur Owens, Joseph Gebhardt, Emmanuel Fernandez, Gordon Belgrave, Dewey Bashir, Leo Kantrowitz. I just picked those at random, my good friends, to give you an idea of some of the people who would still be in government tonight or in defense plans if the left-wingers had their way, if they could not have been dug out before the so-called one-man committee. I would like to read to you very briefly from a document, and you try and guess what this is as I read from it, will you? You try and guess what this is reading from. Page 15. So we must take part in any fight between Eisenhower and McCarthy. I'm not quoting this verbatim, I'm paraphrasing, it's just too long to read. We have been derelict in our duty, not having taken part in those fights. Now I quote verbatim. We must direct the sharpest fire on any given issue against McCarthy, but we must be careful not to appear to support Eisenhower either. In other words, you get the idea? We must enter the fight. We must damn hell out of McCarthy. Be careful, don't praise Ike. In other words, they don't like Ike either. Then they define the method of the fight against the committee digging out communists. They say refer to it as a struggle against witch-hunting investigations of the McCarthy-McCarran type of congressional committee. Defend the victims of McCarthyism. Then, in addition, there is the important direct attack upon McCarthy himself. And then they give one of the three aims, let me quote, to elect an anti-McCarthy Congress by defeating every McCarthy-McCarranite candidate, especially singling out for defeat those who are incumbent, and by electing a powerful block of conscious and determined fighters against McCarthyism. To the very nonpartisan, they'd say defeat the McCarran type of Democrat, the McCarthy type of Republican. Who do you think has said this? September 1953, the main report delivered at the National Conference of the Communist Party of the United States of America. That's the party line. Who set this party line? According to this communist booklet, it's Mr. Andrew Stevens. Well, I would like to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that there is no Andrew Stevens. There is no Andrew Stevens. I would like to challenge that communist party to set down the line to be followed by all communists throughout the United States. I would like to challenge them to tell us who this secret communist is, who is so high in the party that he can set the line for the National Conference of the Communist Party 1953. Of course, they won't do that. I might say the American people would be very, very much surprised, I'm sure, if you knew the identity of Andrew Stevens. There's only one Communist Party. The Communist Party that puts out this pamphlet setting the line for the communists in the United States is the same Communist Party as the one that tells Fifth Amendment communists how they should testify. It's the same Communist Party, if you please, that ordered American boys have their hands wired behind their backs and their brains blown out with communist machine guns. It's one and the same party, my good friend. Now, there are those who say, well, it's all right to dig them out, but, oh, we don't like your men. My good friend, up to this date, up to this very moment, none of those who have said they don't like the method have told us any other method they could use that would be effective. And when you hear them crying that they don't like the method, I suggest that you ask them when and where they ever exposed a communist by their method. they say, when they say, you don't treat them like gentlemen, I'd like to ask them, take the 20, the 20 whom I've named to you. If they don't give a general statement, my good friend, say, pick out one of those cases and tell us where we ever mistreated any of those innocent communists. Not so easy to make those general statements. When they say you don't treat them like gentlemen, while we do, I might say that if we did not, I would not cry for them. Traitors are not gentlemen, my good friends. They don't understand being treated like gentlemen. May I say to you, my good friends, tonight, the American people, I don't care. I don't give a tinker's dang how high or how low, people in either the Republican or Democrat party, either party, are unhappy about our methods. This fight is going to go on as long as I am in the United States Senate. I've often been asked by some of my friends why I continue this contest, and at times the odds seem very high against you. About 20 years ago, but more than that, 25 years ago, I was a chicken farmer back in Wisconsin. Since then, I have been given, I think, the highest honor that the people of a nation can give any man, namely the job of representing them in the United States Senate. This country has been very good to me. I am extremely lucky also in that I have a wife who is interested in this fight and is willing to take all the abuse off. And I may say that the only way that I can repay my nation, the only way that I can keep faith with the people who have given me that high honor of manning the watchtowers of this nation, is to continue this fight, regardless of how deep the scars may be, regardless of how rough the fight may get. I know that you, the members of the Irish Fellowship Club of Chicago, will believe me when I tell you that this fight is not going to stop.
Senator Joseph McCarthy, 1954 listeners. Back to Darren's article on his website, Reed Irvine, chairman of Accuracy and Media, told how he himself had been a leftist in his early career. He had been against McCarthy, but McCarthy's speeches had made him think and start to read evidence that he had avoided. He described how all during his military career as a Marine officer and later in Japan with the U.S. occupation, he had never hidden his leftist views and later had even been offered a job at the CIA. Irvine argued that real communists were only in the hundreds, but that thousands of leftists such as he all feared McCarthy and had wanted him discredited. Pulling all the latest evidence together was luncheon speaker Professor Arthur Herman. In his book, Joseph McCarthy, Reexamining the Life and Legacy of America's Most Hated Senator, and featured in the Sunday New York Times Magazine, shows the vindication of most of McCarthy's charges. Herman, who is also coordinator of the Smithsonian's Western Heritage Program, said that the accuracy of McCarthy's charges, quote, was no longer a matter of debate, end quote, that they are, quote, now accepted as fact, end quote. However, the term McCarthyism still remains in the language. Asked whether McCarthy had understood all the forces arrayed against him, Herman said no, but McCarthy hadn't realized he'd be fighting against much of the Washington establishment. President Truman was fearful that exposures would reflect on key Democrat officials. He said and big media and the academic world were very leftist, a heritage of the Depression and World War II era. High government officials also feared investigations of their past appointments and associations with people who turned out to be communists or sympathizers. That was the reason McCarthy was so demonized, he said. Joe McCarthy had been a Marine air gunner, an amateur boxer, a county judge, and towards his end, under constant attack, he began to drink heavily. Herman said he certainly was over his head, and his fall came about after sweeping attacks on General Marshall and the Army. Senator Taft and other key supporters began to draw away from him. If Robert Kennedy, his commitment and well-connected co-counsel, had stayed on, McCarthy might have behaved more carefully, said Herman. An argument with other co-counsel Roy Cohen left Cohen in charge, but Cohen and staffer David Shine were disastrous for McCarthy. Still, McCarthy's original charges helped bring about Eisenhower's electoral victory and the defeat of the Democrats and key leftist Democratic senators such as Tidings of Maryland. 4 years after his original charges, Joe McCarthy was censured by the Senate and died shortly thereafter. On the evening of May 1st, 1957, while convalescing from a bout of hepatitis in Bethesda Naval Hospital, May 1st, 1957, isn't that ironic? The Illuminati Communist holiday, May 1st. Quite remarkable information. On Darren Week's website, is communism dead? Senator Joe McCarthy's charges now accepted as fact. And you just heard him yourself, listeners. Sad, sad commentary today, as we are being maneuvered and manipulated into directions against our belief. Joan Vion found, unfortunately, that the United States Constitution has been and is being replaced by the United Nations Charter. And what is the United Nations but a conglomeration of communist countries against freedom? That the Bill of Rights is being replaced by the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights, and that a new world constitution is being drafted, and this is dated 1999, this information, called the Earth Charter. Many of our leaders, from the president down, constantly refer to the UN Charter. On December 10, 1998, Bill Clinton issued Executive Order 13107, which establishes a federal agency to enforce compliance with all UN human rights treaties, even those that have not been ratified by the Senate. This executive order does three things. One, it protects through the Constitution human rights treaties that have not been ratified. Number two, it makes UN doctrine the legal standard for all U.S. policy and legislation. And number three, it creates a powerful new federal oversight agency that has the task of monitoring both state and federal laws to ensure compliance with the ratified and unratified UN treaties. Since 1948, some 60 human rights treaties and declarations have been negotiated. Wake up. Wake up, your sleeping brethren listeners. We don't have much time. I'll be back in 1 hour. Stay tuned for Jackie Petrillo on 5070 and First Amendment Radio.